The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. A Memorial Day Tuesday happier happy hour. Welcome to it, Dom.
Happy, happy Tuesday to you, Crudy Rich on the board, our fair audience. Thank you for sticking around the happier happy hour. Man, it's a lot of work. I haven't worked this long in a couple of days, man. I gotta get used to this whole retirement thing.
You sound like Trump, you little victim. Dom, a couple of topics over the Memorial Day weekend that Donald Trump took on, you know, through the Truthy Social. Let's start with the defaming of E. Jean Carroll again. I found coverage at the CNBC. E. Jean Carroll's lawyer responds to Trump's Memorial Day post. All options are on the table.
As well they should be.
We have said several times since the last jury verdict in January that all options were on the table, attorney Roberta Kaplan said, responding to the post, and that remains true today. All options are on the table. A little bit of the coverage, Dom. Donald Trump yesterday again denied rape and defamation claims against him by writer E. Jean Carroll, getting the attention of her lawyer. In a post on the Truthy Social, the former president began with "Happy Memorial Day to all" and quickly derailed into a tirade against the Manhattan federal court judge, Lewis Kaplan, and Carroll's claims. Two separate trials that awarded a woman who I'd never met before a quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago doesn't count. $91 million for defamation. Now, Kaplan presided over the case in which a jury in May of 2023 found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll in a Manhattan department store in the 1990s. Kaplan later ruled in a civil defamation case in January that, as president, Trump defamed Carroll after she accused him in 2019 of rape. Carroll was awarded $83.3 million in damages, which Trump is appealing. Now, Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, who is not related to the judge, swiftly responded to Trump's post. Thank God, because I was getting confused there for a moment.
I'm like, yeah, thank you. All right, good.
Ooh, I thought they got confused, and I wasn't bright enough to correct the record, Dom. It's been a while on this one. We have said several times since the last jury verdict in January that all options were on the table, and that remains true today. All options are on the table. The Biden campaign. Now, apparently they're wading in on everything these days, Dom. Also responded to Trump's post. Trump posts Memorial Day message with zero mention of fallen American service members. Yep. Instead, calling those who don't support him human scum, the campaign posted on the social media platform X, Dom. And what was the broader message? Because it just wasn't about crapping on E. Jean Carroll. After he's lost $83.3 million, you know, the question is, how much shuts him up? Not $83.3 million, apparently.
Apparently not. I do have the Truthy Social quote up. I'm going to put a bow on the quotes about E. Jean Carroll in this rambling message. As you mentioned, two separate trials awarded the woman who I never met. A quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago doesn't count. $91 million for defamation. She, and this is, you read that part, but here's what he went on to say. She didn't know when the so-called event took place, sometimes in the 90s, never filed a police report, didn't have to produce the dress, quote unquote, that she threatened me with. It showed negative and sung my praises in the first half of her CNN interview with Alison Cooper, but changed her tune in the second half. Gee, wonder why. Under appeal, the rape charge was dropped by a jury, or Arthur Engoron, the New York State wacko judge who fined me almost $500 million under appeal for doing nothing wrong, used a statute that had never been used before, gave me no jury, Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, now for Michonne. So he goes on to rip on Michonne.
So he's going after judge after judge.
It's like the end of The Godfather, you know, settle all family business today, except Donald Trump continues to say the same things over and over and over again. Unfortunately for him, some of the things he's repeating, he's not allowed to repeat. So perhaps another defamation charge coming his way. But it was Memorial Day, man. And he was the former commander-in-chief, wants to be the commander-in-chief again. And this is what he had to say. Prior to all the E. Jean Carroll and Engoron and Michonne bitching, happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country. Then he goes on to the...
Well, I'm glad he included us, Tom.
It's Memorial Day, man. This is how you patriotic, flag-waving megas react? This is what you want? You want this guy back in? He doesn't say anything about the fallen soldiers. Period. Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum. That's what he said. And he never once again addressed the memories of those who died in America's wars. From the Civil War on, Crudy, here in the state of Wisconsin, 27,316. In the state of Wisconsin. Went to the Kite Festival down at the park. And I didn't know all the flags were out. There were 27,316 individual American flags laid down at Veterans Park by volunteers coming up to the Memorial Day weekend. Effort, thought, humility, pride. You know, there's a reason people engage in and honor the fallen in America's wars. And Donald Trump couldn't get past one sentence without making it about him, making it a grievance about him. Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum. This is your guy. And if you think that somehow this is appropriate, I think there's something wrong with you. If there's some anti-war person got up and said these things, you patriotic, quote unquote, you'd be freaking going nuts. This is your guy. Your thin blue liners. I mean, De Niro was flanked by two ex-Capitol police officers. Guy was tased almost to death defending the Capitol against the J6 insurrections, which Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin finally acknowledged. Oh, but there might have been a few there. You oath keepers. Yeah, you know who you are. You took an oath, right, to protect and defend the Constitution. This is the guy who you are putting up there as reflective of your beliefs. Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum, .. I didn't serve, and I'm offended by this. And I cannot believe that you patriotic Republicans out there think that this is acceptable in any way, shape, or form. He is you. You are him. This is all on you. So don't feed me your patriotic BS. Don't tell me about the thin blue line on the cops. I don't want to hear that. You don't get to say that anymore. You are not patriots. Your ex-commander-in-chief insulted the memory of every single person who died in those wars. And every single 27,316 Wisconsin veterans who died. He insults them, and he continues to do so. He should be shamed, but he has none.
The fact that you would attack Cadet Bone Spurs this late in the game over his cowardice and lack of service to our nation, Dom, I would point out once again, like every other moral breakdown this man has, it's already baked into the cake. they already knew that about him. They've already forgiven this sin as well. John Kelly, his former chief.
When you keep committing the sin, can you forgive the sin? You know, at some point, does it matter? I mean, I think it should. I think De Niro constantly bringing this up today and us talking about it over and over again. We got to keep saying this. This is not normal. This is not okay. This is not an honor or in memory. This is terrible. This is POS behavior. This is not someone who leads. This is not someone who thinks outside of himself. This is not someone who thinks of something greater than himself. It is all about himself.
Can I remind you, Dom, what he said prior, according to his chief of staff, John Kelly?
Please do.
John Kelly confirmed reporting in The Atlantic in 2020 that detailed the comments he made during his presidency, of course, talking about Trump. Here's what Kelly said. A person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs, let's not forget what he said about John McCain, are all suckers because there's nothing in it for them, Kelly said of Trump. A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me. A person who demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families on TV during the 2016 campaign, and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't give their graves, and wouldn't visit their graves in France. Dom, The Atlantic reported that Trump privately made damning statements about U.S. service members and veterans, such as the late Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, who had been a Vietnam prisoner of war, and former President H.W. Bush, who was shot down as a Navy pilot in World War II. Trump also reportedly called Marines who died at Bellawood suckers and fallen soldiers at Asna Marne American Cemetery losers. Trump, was also slammed by Kelly as someone who is not truthful regarding his position on the protection of unborn life, talking about abortion, on women, on minorities, on evangelical Christians, on Jews, on working men and women, a person that has no idea what America stands for and has no idea what America is all about. John Kelly, he was a military service guy, right? Unlike Cadet Bone Spurs?
Yep.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your comments always welcome here. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know we've been ranting here a little bit about the lack of
respect. Who, pale face? You've been ranting. You
know, with the former guy. I'd like to maybe end it on a better note, a sweeter note, as ABC News reporting, the president, Joe Biden, actually had some honorable things to say during his Memorial Day speech yesterday. A few clips, a few paragraphs from ABC News. Biden said this: "Every generation, our fallen heroes have brought us closer. Today, we are not just fortunate heirs of their legacy. We have a responsibility to be the keepers of their mission, the truest memorial of their lives, the actions we take every day to ensure our democracy endures, the very idea of America endures." Now, Biden, addressing military families of those who have lost loved ones, said he knows how difficult it can be after losing his son, Beau, to brain cancer in 2015. On Monday, he reiterated his belief that cancer stemmed from exposure to burn pits during his deployment in Iraq. "I know it hurts. The hurt is still real, still raw," he said, noting this week will mark the 9th year since Beau's death. President Biden goes on: "The pain of his loss is with me every day, as it is for so many of you. Still sharp, still clear, but so is the pride I feel in his service, as if I can hear him saying, 'It's my duty, Dad. It's my duty.'" On this day, we come together again to reflect, to remember, but above all, to recommit to the future they fought for, a future grounded in freedom, democracy, opportunity, and equality, not just for some, but for all. In a speech on Monday, he highlighted those who fought on the day, we're talking about D-Day, as members of the greatest generation who 80 years ago this week liberated a continent and saved the world. He went on to praise those who battled against fascism, communism, and terrorism. Decade after decade, tour after tour, these wars fought for our freedom and the freedom of others because freedom has never been guaranteed. Every generation has to earn it, fight for it, defend it in battle between autocracy and democracy, between the greed of a few and the rights of the many. He continued, it matters. Our democracy is more than just a system of government. It is the very soul of America. And as opposed to happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that's working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left, Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over, get this, two separate trials. The awarded a woman I never met. A quick handshake doesn't count. $91 million of defamation. She didn't know, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying. You think there's a difference? You think there's a choice in November?
I appreciate that Trump's always very inclusive. He includes us. Yeah. The scumbags, right? Dom, interesting occurrence in the classified documents case.
Yes.
If you'll recall, last week, Donald Trump jumped on some cherry-picked information from his, the search warrant that was executed at Mar-a-Lago. Locked and loaded. They wanted to shoot me. They wanted to execute me. Of course, it was well known by the FBI that he was at Bedminster. He was in New Jersey. So Trump wouldn't be there. There would be no conflict with the FBI. They actually had an attaché just in case he showed up to deal with him or counsel or Secret Service. And above and beyond that, what it said was effectively restraining of the FBI. Only could use, force in the case. The guy basically is threatening you directly with bodily harm. Otherwise, you can't use force to execute a search warrant. But that's not how Trump played it, right?
Trump. Well, and also, standard operating procedure. This was not something new or different. I mean, I think Biden got the same note in his search warrant or subpoena.
As did VP Pence, former VP Pence, Hang Mike Pence. Dom, the judge who is overseeing Trump's classified documents criminal case in Florida, strongly rebuked special counsel Jack Smith, who submitted his motion. Let me start at the beginning here, because you missed a few of the characters. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon today denied a request from federal prosecutors that she ordered Donald Trump to stop making incendiary claims about law enforcement personnel. He's basically trash-talking the FBI, right? Saying the government should have more thoroughly consulted with Trump's attorneys before coming to her, Dom. The judge who is overseeing Trump's classified documents criminal case in Florida strongly rebuked special counsel Jack Smith, who submitted his motion after the former president and his political campaign issued statements that said, Biden's DOJ was authorized to shoot me. I got that in a fundraising missive, did I not, Dom?
I believe you did. I got the same.
Those comments exposed FBI agents involved in the case to the risk of threats, violence, and harassment, Smith said in the filing. Cannon said the emergency request, Dom, lacked professional courtesy.
Aw, no smiley faces or thumbs up?
And crammed important facts about the request in an editorialized footnote. She denied the motion without prejudice, which means prosecutors could raise the issue again in the future, presumably in a manner that would address Cannon's concerns about lack of professional courtesy when the former president of the United States is effectively saying they were going to shoot me. A little bit of a misconstrue, right? But why would you gag him over that? Now, Trump's attorneys quickly pushed back against the request over the weekend and said that Smith and his prosecutors willfully disregard required procedures. They also asked Cannon to impose sanctions on the attorneys who participated in making the motion. In Cannon's brief ruling today, She said prosecutors wrongly sought relief from the court without first trying to resolve the dispute with Trump's attorneys. How'd that work out in the hush money trial in New York?
Not too great. Not going to, like, the third time.
10 violations of the gag order? Yeah. Smith wrote in a footnote to the motion that prosecutors contacted Trump's attorneys, but his lawyers do not believe that there is any imminent danger and asked to meet and confer next Monday. Cannon did not comment on the merits of the prosecutor's argument or whether she thought Trump should be allowed to make these types of comments about law enforcement. As the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Trump has pushed back hard to be allowed to publicly criticize those involved in all four of his criminal trials, creating a challenge for judges as they try to balance Trump's First Amendment rights with protecting the judicial process and the safety of those who are part of it, like themselves, right, Dom?
Yeah, back the badge, baby.
Come back. We always back the badge. You know, unless they're coming down on the man, which happens to be me. Don't come down on me, or the man, or Dom, by extension. More Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, a happier happy hour. I know you're happy, Dom, because only 30 more minutes of the greatest radio show ever. We're putting this one in the books. But there's still time for your participation. Always appreciate it when you join. You can call us. You can text us. Very same phone number. 844-967-2789. And here's a thought. As you arrive at home tonight, tell Alexa, play Devil Radio. If it's 3 o'clock, you should be telling Alexa that each and every day, play Devil Radio. And if you've never done it before, you may have to tell her, enable Devil Radio, and then play Devil Radio.
And if you got to invite us in first, baby.
If it's between 3 and 6 p.m., the Devil's Advocates will play on your Alexa. And we know if you're playing. We know if you're doing it, Dom. I know. Each and every listener.
That's a little weird. I'm not sure I'd be saying all that.
I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. Anyways, we'd appreciate I've noticed there's not enough people listening on the Alexa, because that's a cool thing. And I made it easy for you with the Enable Devil Radio, Play Devil Radio. And then you can get extra devils. You know, while you're making dinner or whatever you do when you get home, pour a cocktail in Dom's case. 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls. Dom, I got one in mind, but I know you've been keeping an eye. You're hoping what? We'll be able to get rid of Judge Eileen Cannon with this newest transgression?
Some people are saying. Curdy saw this one at the Raw story, Matthew Chapman reporting. Cannon's latest ruling sets up a path, perhaps, Curdy, for special counsel Jack Smith to demand her recusal from Trump's late classified documents case. Jordan Rubin said this, apparently, on the Raw story. Cannon herself, a Trump appointee, has been paid to attend right-wing judicial junkets in Montana. I didn't know that. Spent the last several months tilting the pretrial process in Trump's favor, recently suspending the case indefinitely because several unresolved legal disputes that she sat on with no action. It's amazing how she's not really amazing, where we're not surprised, but she's totally sandbagging this. Here is what Rubin had to say. As ever, the lawyers in the case are living on different planets, and Cannon's response, again, this is a response to Jack Smith asking Cannon to gag Trump when he's talking about this BS that the FBI tried to put a hit out on him, tried to assassinate him. The same language is in every engagement, to my understanding. Biden got it, Pence got it, and so did Trump. But no, neither of those other cats reacted like Donald Trump did, because he, you know, wants to rile up the crazy fanatical base. That's the point. And that can be dangerous, as we've seen at January 6th. But Rubin writes, as ever, the lawyers in the case are living on different planets, and Cannon's response shows she's still having something closer. She's living on something closer to Trump's planet. In the order Tuesday, the Trump appointee, who's been slow walking the case, denied Smith's motion for, quote, lack of meaningful conferral, She also chastised the government's use of editorialized footnotes, as Kurti mentioned, and what she deemed as a lack of professional courtesy. Importantly, however, she denied Smith's motion without prejudice, meaning the Justice Department can try again after complying with the judge's procedural dictates. A lot of procedural dictates going on down there. Importantly, though, Smith can resolve this issue by meeting with Trump's lawyers to discuss the issue. Yeah, that's going to go great. You should do that right now. Check that box. And then bringing forth the issue to Cannon again, which could put her on the spot to make a definitive appealable ruling. While the government will be able to clear Cannon's procedural formality, the bigger question will be how she receives the substance of the presumably forthcoming motion, Rubin wrote. Given her handling of the case thus far and the tone of her latest order, Smith may have a tough task with this judge yet again, one that could finally lead to the special counsel taking Cannon up on appeal and possibly building a case to try and get a new judge to preside. I feel like we've been saying that like every other week for months.
Ever since Eileen Cannon caught this case.
Right.
You know,
maybe this is the one. This will be the straw.
I have seen it speculated that he should have filed in D.C., not in Palm Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, and I saw it laid out legally over the course of the weekend, no way to do that. There has to be jurisdiction. You know, the criming actually happened somewhere. You had it all delivered to West Palm Beach. That's where the criming, at least in the case of the classified document, hoarding,
yeah, but
selling, it was trading.
It was sent from D.C., man. You know what I'm saying? That's the other side of the math equation on there. It was sent from, it originated. The documents were in D.C., and then they were delivered. So I get the point.
It wasn't criminal till he became private citizen Trump receiving classified documents. Then it's a crime. It's
probably more proper to do it in Florida. I think that's why he did it. But of course, you don't know who you're going to draw when that happens. And
there's only three judges in the West Palm Beach district. There was a 1 in 3 chance. And what do you know? 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Well, I think it's just wonderfully hysterical that our ex-president Whiny, who believes that the FBI is so inept that they can't figure out which city he might be in to do this hit. I mean, after all, in the immunity case, his lawyers were arguing that, and this is the quote, could the president who ordered a SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a presidential rival and was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution? And the Trump attorney said, well, he'd have to be impeached and convicted first. Okay, and then the lawyer for the U.S. Government side said, okay, so the president orders a SEAL team to assassinate a political rival, and he resigns before an impeachment. So it's not a criminal act. So I think we've laid out a really good way that Biden could take care of this.
If you believe what they're selling, Joe, of course, that's asinine. It couldn't possibly be the case.
Come on, you know Alito's going to write a fair and balanced response to the immunity question before the court.
Yeah. I believe that. And that's why I think it's hysterical that this is coming up for we're bothering to have this go up to the Supreme Court where the guy is, he's right in the crosshairs. Oh my God, time to get panicked. So at any rate, thanks a lot, guy. Guys, I just think it's just a nice little double spin there and the opportunity for mischief abounds, right?
Indeed it does.
Joe, appreciate you listening. Stick around because I've got an update in the Michigan fake elector case, Dom. Apparently, they're claiming they failed to read a key page in the document.
I didn't read it. You know, I just clicked the accept button. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Dom, the Republican fake elector is criminally charged in Michigan for signing a fraudulent certificate attesting. Former President Donald Trump won the state in 2020, had their attorneys suggest in court on Tuesday that their clients might not have read the key page of the document. Yeah. According to Craig Mauger for the Detroit News, my client's too stupid to be a forger. These fake electors who were charged by State Attorney General Dana Nessel face prosecution as similar criminal charges advance against the fake Trump electors and other battleground states, including Arizona and Georgia. Where's Wisconsin? 16 people are charged in the Michigan case, including several longtime GOP operatives. Well, it's not Democrats that perpetrated this fraud, Dom. This was all MAGA made. If the Michigan GOP electors truly weren't presented the false certificate of the vote, there would seem to be a major question about which advisor later attached their signatures to the certificate without their knowledge. You didn't know what you were. Just sign this blank check here. I'll fill in the numbers.
It's fine. Just sign here. It's totally fine. We got this. I'm an attorney, and I'm Donald Trump's attorney, so it's all fine.
Dominic, additional drama unfolded during the hearing in the Ingram County District Court. Judge Kristen Simmons warned the prosecutions at the defense request to stop using the term false electors, as that's not actually a charge against them. They're charged with forgery, and state law does not explicitly call out falsely claiming to be an elector as a crime. Now, Simmons stopped just short of actually issuing a formal order for the time being, however, and simply asked the prosecution to change its wording. So, sustain the objection? I object. Well, the judge objects, apparently. No, the defendants object to being called fake electors, right?
We're just forgers. We object to being called fake electors. We're forgers. We prefer forgers.
Dom, this case has been marked with drama for months. Last December, one of the people indicted in the scheme, James Renner, stated in an interview he was sorry for his involvement and claimed to have been duped by Republican state officials. I was duped. Isn't that the Andrew Hitt claim? I mean, he's like,
we didn't know. I'm only an attorney with, who is it with?
Michael Best and Friedrich, I believe.
Yeah, I'm only the head of the GOP in Wisconsin. You know, it was a very scary time.
But Rudy Giuliani said it was a good idea.
So we did it anyway, even though I said this plan is terrible and it's going to fail. But you signed anyway. Again, great judgment with these people.
There's more drama in Michigan. More recently, last month, Simmons threatened Nicholas Somberg, an attorney representing co-defendant and former Michigan Republican Party co-chairman Mashawn Maddox, with contempt after he made posts on social media calling Renner the AG star snitch. I think it's time for a gag order, Dom. Citing it as a potential act of witness intimidation. Don't tell Eileen Cannon. There needs to be more professional courtesy.
That footnote was way too detailed.
Simmons called the comments juvenile and ridiculous.
Well, it's all
I didn't ridiculous. Know what I was doing. I'm too dumb to be a criminal. Is that a criminal defense?
I don't think so.
Too dumb to be a false elector, and that's not even a crime. I committed forgery.
Objection, Your Honor. Forgery. Thank you. Yes, forger. I am a forger.
Please refer to me as forger number three from here forward.
Michigan. I guess they'll do anything. I mean, they got to do something to try to keep their clients from being, you know, found guilty, I guess. Do you find it even plausible?
Trump made me do it?
That these folks, because this is Michigan now. Michigan is literally on camera trying to get into the Capitol in Lansing. Remember? The cop came to the door with his mask on. Well, we're here for the electors. No, they're already inside. Wait, it's on video, for crying out loud, the forgers. So, okay, but I don't buy it. I don't buy that for a minute. And I think anyone, come on, this was the whole point. If you didn't have the document, if that wasn't it, why would you even sign the document to begin with? If you didn't know what you were doing, what do you think you were doing? Signing up for potluck? I mean, give me a break.
Don't look at page two. Page one's good enough for you. Just sign on page one. Page three is criminality. Page two, you don't want to know step two, page two.
What's steal underwear, make profit. What's step two? I don't know. No one knows step two. All right, Curdy, to Joe's point, our caller Joe, and you can be a caller as well, 844-967-2789.
I thought you meant a different Joe, and I'm thinking, what, Bigley? What's Joe's point?
Big time. Our pal Joe brought up the Supreme Court case, this absolute immunity for the presidency and all that. I mean, as the world turns, man, sands through the hourglass, right? We're going to get a decision on this case this week. Perhaps, Gritty, you're right. Perhaps it's next week. We don't know. Probably guilty. Maybe not. We'll have to find out. But next week, we're into June, man. And by the end of next week, we'll probably get what? Maybe 3 weeks before the U.S. Supreme Court lays down whatever jackass decision they're going to come up with. They seemed a little receptive to some of the claims made by Trump's attorneys, although if that would be the case, as Joe pointed out, and you could order SEAL Team 6 to, or the FBI to go to Mar-a-Lago and murder your political rivals, that's totally legal. I don't know why Trump would have a problem with that.
Here's what the U.S. Supreme Court's going to do. They're going to say there is official immunity. Now go down to the district court and try each and every case and distinguish whether it was an official act or an unofficial act. I actually thought Amy Coney Barrett did an excellent job of walking the defendant's attorney through that, and they were all unofficial acts. Case yep. closed. He's guilty.
Even if they do that, it can't take long. Come back, 844-967-2789.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, but it's our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you better hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dom, can you predict which Trump family members were in court today with the old man defend on Trump?
Oh, I haven't seen any reporting on it, so I would say none of them.
Oh, no, more than zero.
Oh, no. Oh, more than zero.
Don Jr. showed up in court today. I think we got some sound of Don Jr. Rich, let's play at least one or two of this guy. Yeah. Give him a little Alfredo.
If there was an MVP, if there was a goat of liars, it is Michael Cohen.
Oh, I thought he was going to say my dad.
A goat of liars. I see they've been calling it gloat, greatest liar of all time. They've been a new thing, gloat. So, but I mean, Junior couldn't even get it right, man.
I thought his father
were in the room,
literally won that honor. Didn't PolitiFact just say?
Oh, Washington Post like 30,000-40,000. I mean, they got lies all the time.
It's a big number.
It's a big number.
More from court attending number one son, Trump Jr. Please.
He's lied before his wife, he's lied to bankers, he's lied to all of you in the press, and he's actually lied to that very jury, and yet he's the only person of relevance that this entire case hinges on.
Number one, it sounds like a description of your father, as we've all noted. Number two, it's not the only one. There's what, 20 other witnesses, and I'll just throw this one out there quickly, Crudy. As the Washington Post reports, one of Donald Trump's former advisors, Hope Hicks, broke down in tears earlier in the trial after she told the jury her ex-boss was worried about how the Stormy Daniels story was playing in the news. Wait, what? Why would he care about the Stormy Daniels, playing in the news, Crute? Hicks said in 2018 she had a discussion with Trump about the Daniels matter, which was entering the public arena in a major way for the first time that year. She told the jury that Trump said, quote, it would have been bad to have the story come out before the election. The prosecutor's Joshua Steinglass, he's giving closing arguments right now, argued in his summation early Tuesday evening that Hicks's remarks at the end of her direct examination were devastating for Trump and led to her having a very emotional moment on the witness stand for what she had done to a man she said she respected.
I'm a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
She basically burst into tears a few minutes after that, seconds after that, Steinglass said, because she realizes how much this testimony puts the nail in Mr. Trump's coffin. Yeah, so Junior, it was not just Cohen, although an important witness. There are many other witnesses as well. And I would note your father declined to testify in his own defense.
Well, the old man can't tell the truth for 5 minutes straight.
Gloat.
Who wasn't at the...
Melania.
Yeah, no Melania.
No,
with the...
No?
Jury verdict potentially days away. Melania Trump and First daughter Ivanka Trump have yet to join the former president as he defends himself against 34 charges. Maybe it's having your looks compared to the porn star that would, you know, bother Ivanka. Now, Jared Kushner, Ivanka's husband, well, that's just competition. Trump doesn't want Jared there. Ivanka's husband and a key advisor to Trump during his 4 years in Washington hasn't journeyed to the 100 Center Street for trial either. Eric Trump, meanwhile, has on several occasions appeared behind his father. I'm here for you, Dad. I'm here for you. Behind his father inside the dingy Manhattan courthouse, Donald Trump Jr., though recovering from knee surgery, oh, you know he's on something, Dom, has made a few visits as well. On Tuesday, the two were joined by Eric's wife, Laura. She's the co-head of the RNC, is she not? And for the first time, Trump's youngest daughter, oh, why'd you drag her into it? Tiffany and her husband, Michael Boulios. Ooh, I don't think it's the singer guy. It's not Michael Bublé. It's Boulios, Tiffany's husband, Michael. And during a break in the closing arguments, Trump's eldest sons attacked the credibility of Michael Cohen. We brought you some of that sound. The prosecution star witness and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who brought the case against their old man. Trump Jr. also took aim at Robert De Niro, who had spoken outside the courthouse earlier on Tuesday on behalf of
my money on De Niro every time.
On behalf of President Joe Biden's campaign, De Niro Trump Jr. said, needs attention because it's been a while since he cranked out a good movie.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, the ratings. These idiots, they say the same thing.
He was literally nominated for an Oscar this year, Best Supporting Actor.
Ah, no. Come on, fact schmack. We have alternative facts. We have a different reality. What we say is the reality. See how we just create it by talking about it. See how it is?
We understand that this is a political persecution. That was evidenced today by the Biden campaign themselves holding a rally here. That was a questionable move as far as I was concerned.
I think the Biden campaign needs to stop pussyfooting around, take the gloves off, and go after this cat every day, everywhere, every time.
Yeah, but Trump had family there in New York today. Who cares? Verdict before the weekend, says Dom. I less optimistic. What do you say the verdict will be, Dom? Guilty.
Guilty.
Not guilty, hung jury.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Just like Crudy when he was in court with Jeff Scott Olson. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
The optimist in me hopes that for once in your life you're right. I got to tell you, though, I think there is reasonable doubt, and I think that it is quite likely we will have a hung jury. So that will take longer beyond the weekend, and I didn't even tease that one till the next show. But you can tune in tomorrow. They will charge the jury, as will we. We charge you. Listen to the greatest radio show ever, and then deliberate with us by calling. But do that tomorrow. That's tomorrow's show. Thank you, Rich. Thank you all for listening. Hope you have a great night. Tomorrow's Wednesday already. It'll feel like a Tuesday or perhaps a Wednesday.
That guy.